What's up, y'all? What's up? I hadn't been on here in so long. It's been like, what, probably a year, maybe 2 years? I don't know, but I was like, let me start back recording on my podcast. Also, I want to get like a little setup going and maybe have people on sometime when I have certain topics, and because I like hearing other people's opinion. I like listening to, you know, how other people think, you know. I'm real into that. But anyway, my topic for today, and I won't be before y'all long, my topic for today is the importance of prayer. What is prayer for? So I think it was like Saturday night. I was laying in the bed and I was just thinking, like, I said to myself, sometimes I talk to myself, but, you know, in actuality, I'm talking to God, because when you have a relationship with Him, you know, you're in your head a lot. And a lot of times you question Him, you know, you're asking Him a question. And I said, why do we need prayer when your will is already written? There's no changing it, and it is what it is. You know, what is the importance of prayer if your will is already written? And other than the fact that He said to do it, you know, I just kind of like, why, you know? So this is what came to me, and prayer is for you. Yeah, it's an open line of communication between you and God. Yeah, it keeps you in alignment, but prayer is truly, truly for you. And I say that because this is what came to me. This is why it is so important to pray about everything, because it gives you peace. I'm going to give you an example. Say you're praying about a job. I'm going to just give a materialistic example. Say you're praying about a certain position at work and you don't get it. Say you want to move up, you want to get promoted, and you don't get the promotion. If you're praying about it, you know for a fact that it must not have been meant for you, or it's not your time, or something like that. So you don't go too crazy. You're not in your feelings about it. You're at peace with the decision, because you know whatever His will for you is what's most important. So you know, you don't trip about that. But say you're a person who does not pray, and you go apply for a job and you don't get it, and you drive yourself crazy trying to figure out, am I not good enough? You know, I put multiple applications in at this certain place, or whatever the case may be. You drive yourself crazy, and one thing will lead to another, you know. So that's why it's so important to pray, because it keeps you at peace with every situation. I don't care what the outcome is. If you go to Him in prayer, you know for a fact He's going to have your best interest at heart of whatever the outcome is. So that's why it's so important to pray, because it gives you peace, you know. And also too, like I said, one thing about His will is His will is already written out. So I'm like, okay, so if I come to you praying for a certain thing, praying for somebody to stay alive, or praying for someone to be healed, or praying for, you know, just anything that I'm praying for a better living condition, to stay somewhere else, to work at this job, or whatever the case may be. How is that staying in His will if I'm praying for it and I get it, you know? And I thought about it like this. One thing about it, this is another reason why it's important to pray if you're wanting things, if your heart desires things, because He'll give it to you. He will give it to you, and He'll have your best interest at heart. He will make sure that it is for your best interest. I'm going to say that. So say you're praying for, well, go back to the job, give another explanation. Okay, say you work at a company and you go in entry level. You and your friend go in entry level, and your friend is comfortable. She says she'll probably do that for the rest of her life. She doesn't care. You know, it is what it is. But you go in entry level and you have a desire to move up, and you don't pray about this desire to move up. You never move up, and you never even apply yourself to even move up. You know, you don't work on anything. You're not trying to do anything to move up to the next level. So you kind of stay there. And then for the rest of your life, you're feeling like you're incomplete. Something was missing because you didn't, you know, fulfill your highest potential. But if you pray, and you ask God to help aid and assist with you moving up, and he'll move you up. Now, mind you, you can stay in the same position and still live out his will and not move up. But you have two choices. You can move up or you can stay in that position. Regardless of whatever the case may be, you're still going to cross the same people paths that he wants you to cross. You're still going to touch the same people he wants you to touch. Everything is still going to happen in accordance to his will. Nothing's going to change his will. You see what I'm saying? Nothing's going to change the bottom line. You just may be in a different position. And, you know, sometimes you see those movies where one in particular, I cannot think of the name of it. But they had like, you could go and I think lay on this couch or whatever, and it could take you to a different life that you could have lived. You know, you could have lived this life or you could have lived that life, you know. So all of these are you, but they're just different lives that you live. And every time the bottom line is still the same, you know. And say you a person that's on drugs, and you see this person walking down your street and you say, man, I know for a fact I don't want to be like that. So I'm going to get myself together so I don't be like that. That same person can motivate you in a positive influence too. You can see that same person working somewhere and, you know, being productive. And you say, man, I want to be just like him. Because I want to be just like him, I'm going to get myself together. So that same person still motivated them same people. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the perspective that I'm putting it in. I don't know how his will work, but I'm just giving you an example of what it is. So regardless, his will remain the same, but it's so important to pray and keep open that line of communication. And because he has our things he's already allotted, you know, here, and we should take advantage of it, you know. And he say pray for to not be tempted, you know, in certain situations, you know, pray for extra strength to go through certain situations, because it's up to us. We have free will. But if you don't pray for these things, it may not come, you know. So it's so important to pray. Like I said, and for most importantly, for your peace, and just to keep that open line of communication between you and God. And not only is it important to pray, y'all, it is so important to read your Bible. That is, y'all, it is top tier. You know, he's given us, you know, we're blessed with the ability to be able to read. Why not take advantage of it? You know, because reading your Bible, you're able to place yourself in every situation. I don't care whose story it is. You can place yourself there in some shape, form, or fashion. And it just gives you a perspective of how God thinks in it. And it's just, I don't know, it keeps you in alignment and it keeps you thinking and it makes you look at people different. You're better at separating the person from their sin. You become better at loving people. You understand the importance of love. You understand the importance of how we're privileged to be able to pray. Prayer is a privilege, y'all. You know, so you understand the importance of prayer. You know, you start to say, I can't even miss a day. I have to pray every day. Not only that, you start to just see, like I said, see things different. You open up your mind. You're in a totally different space. And a lot of things that used to bother you won't bother you anymore, you know. And you know that you could be whatever you want to be if it's in his will for you to be that. You see what I'm saying? So you know that you'll understand that the enemy has no power over you unless God allows it. And if he does allow it, you know it's still for your greater good, for a greater good. You'll understand every little thing. You won't understand it, but you'll know that everything works for a greater good. You know, it's so many benefits would come with reading the word. And the more you read it, the clearer the messages become to you. And you talk to him while you're reading it and say, okay, God, help me understand what you're saying right here. And you go back and read it again, and it'll come to you. I'm telling you, sometimes when I read, the messages come back to me in my own language, in my head. You know, it's like, also, I can read a whole chapter, and the message will be one sentence in my head. You know, he brings all of that to you when you're in his word, when you're walking in your purpose as well. You'll understand how important, you'll understand how purposeful everything is. You'll understand everything has a purpose. You'll be getting ready to go to the store and say your baby waste cereal all over the floor. Instead of, I'm not saying we'll be like this every time, but for the most part, you'll think to yourself, man, well, God must be holding me up for something. It must be a reason why he don't want me to leave right now. You know what I'm saying? You start thinking like that instead of thinking the other way. You'll be in line and the person is taking forever to check out. And you'll think to yourself, well, it must be a reason why God want me to sit here. You know, whatever the case is, you'll start looking for purpose in every single thing that goes on. You know, even if a person comes in, you say you're sitting in a beauty shop and someone comes in and they're just going off, acting crazy or whatever, and they can't stay calm, and you know, and they come over and they talk to you and say, hey, I mean, you just look like you got some light in you. Can I talk to you? And you'll leave that beauty shop knowing you did not come there to get your hair done. You came there to talk to that person. Like I said, he'll give you opportunities to shine your light as well when you're in the word, you know, and when you're praying. And you'll understand he doesn't expect us to be perfect. That's another thing, you know. He just expects us to understand that we're saved by his grace, and that, you know, salvation is free, and that love is the most important thing, one of the most important things, in that, you know, he want the best for us. He do want us to prosper. You know, you'll understand all of that. So I didn't mean for this video to be so long, but I just had to get that out there. And y'all just send me some more topics that y'all want me to talk about. You know, anything you want to hear. I'm willing. I'm an open book. You know, I love God. I love the Lord. I love the Bible. But I also, you know, I'm in the world. You know, I'm not in of the world, but I still live in the world. I'm still a person, and I'm willing to talk about any topic, you know. So, yeah. Thank y'all for listening, and I hope you all have a great, great, great day.